Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We are in Parashat Pinchas. And Parashat Pinchas is, like all the parashiot, a very interesting parasha.
Of course.
We are talking here about, from one side, about a heroic thing that Pinchas did. Mm-hmm. And this heroic thing is getting a reward as a covenant of peace, which is very puzzling. Why? Because this guy killed the guy, killed two people. He killed Zimri ben Salu and Kozbi Batsur. And he's getting a reward, a covenant of peace. Giving a reward, I don't know, money, whatever, a title. What is a covenant of peace? Because he really did an action against peace. But this is exactly the thing that we don't understand and realize. That when people shout, Shalom Achshav, peace now, what do they mean? Is there really anything in it, or it's just shouting for the sake of shouting, or showing from the outside that you're really a nice guy, but in the inside there is nothing there?
Because empty vessels make the biggest noise.
Yes. Istira balagina kishkishkaria. That's in Aramaic. That's how it's called. Like a small coin in a big box makes a lot of noise. If it's full, doesn't make so much noise. But that's always in life. So, what is the idea here? The idea here is that we have to realize and understand that peace, in Hebrew, peace is shalom. Shalom is shalem, whole. In other words, if you are whole, that's peace, shlemut. It's not perfection, it's like to be whole with yourself. And the other side, that your inside and the outside are connected in a perfect way, in answer. In other words, what you think inside is what you show outside. And not sometimes, as we know, people show outside something, and inside, it's all the opposite. It happens in politics, and it happens also in business, and in all the other places. People look like righteous people from the outside, but from the inside, it's all rotten. And sometimes it happens the opposite. You see some guy, he looks like this slag, it's a riffraff, and suddenly you find out that this guy is really a good guy inside. So in other words, it's very hard to judge people from the outside. So the Torah is telling us exactly the same thing. Peace is not something from the outside. It's something from the inside. And we talk about peace all the time. We pray for peace all the time. But the peace we're talking about is not a peace of no war. No war doesn't always mean peace, as we all know. Sometimes you can hate somebody and you can do bad things to him without a war. In other words, to make peace, sometimes you need to go to war in order to have peace. For example, if we're talking about the Arabs, our intention, the Torah intention, is to have peace with the whole world. We pray for it all the time. The problem is that it's not talking and nothing behind. As we all know, we gave, we did, and there is no peace. It doesn't mean that we don't want peace. And it also doesn't mean that we want to kill all the Arabs. Somebody who thinks like this is stupid. We want peace, but we want a real peace. Peace from the inside and the outside. Now, what was Pinchas doing? Am Israel sinned. They disconnected themselves from God. In other words, there is no peace between Am Israel and God. And what did Pinchas did? What did he do? He brought the peace back. He connected again Am Yisrael with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this is peace. So that is in order to understand what we're talking about. Now there is a very interesting point in our parsha, because in our parsha suddenly we see all those figures that we didn't hear from them for a long time suddenly appearing. If we call Pinchas, then we have even Datan ve'Aviram, those two villains that always are involved in every problem that happens, and as we read about them, I think 2 weeks ago, that they were swallowed in earth because of what they did. Yeah. And then also, Am Yisrael is counted, but in a very strange way. It's not like a tribe, family. It's like when we look here, משפחת הפלואי, אלה משפחות הרעבוני, משפחה, משפחה, משפחה. Everything is family, 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 family. And then we have also the daughters. It's not only this time men, it's also women. And we have everybody there. If it's Serach Bat Asher, if it's Miriam, if it's the daughters of the Tzlofchat. And we have also even, which is also very, very unbelievable, when we look, Bnei Yehuda, the senior of Yehuda, Erve Onan. You remember Erve Onan? It happens years ago. They died. Why do we mention them here again? Then, also very interesting point, they tell us that the children of Korach didn't die. Like if we had the problem with Korach, and everybody was swollen or burned, and the Torah is now mentioning it to us, which is also very strange. Why didn't the Torah mention it before? Why the Torah wait here to tell us that the children of Korach, the two sons of Korach didn't die? Then, also, the Shevet Levi, Keat olidet Amram, the Shem, and the wife of Amram is Yochevet, that was born them in Mitzrayim, and she gave birth to Aaron and Moshe and Miriam. And we have also, and then we have the Bnot of Tzlofchat. Now, what is the Torah trying to tell us? Is there a connection between all those figures and the idea of counting Am Yisrael as families and not as tribes? It's very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu, God is telling him, you know, you finished your job. So he says, before I go, I want you to nominate somebody who's got a spirit in him to be the leader for the next generation after me. And he thinks that the one, or let's say those who are suitable to be the leaders, are his two sons. And if he thinks like this, they must have had a lot of qualities. But God is telling him, sorry, you take the guy that is spirit, Ish Asher Ruach Bo, and who is this guy? Yehoshua. This Yehoshua, we know he's a servant of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he gets the job instead of the children of Moshe Rabbeinu. Also Pinchas. This Pinchas, before the last parsha at the end, we didn't even know who he is. We didn't know him. Suddenly, wow, he does this heroic thing. And also, very interesting point, when we talk about Datan va'Aviram from Shevet Reuven, there is something very interesting written here. Let me find it. It's written in the parsha, Hu Datan va'Aviram kirei ha'eda asher itzu al Moshe. Those are Datan va'Aviram. And by the way, there are two, but it's written in singular, which is also when, like to say, they were as one. Evil, both the same way. And what is the Torah telling us? Asher itzu al Moshe ve'al Aaron ba'adat Korach ba'atzotam al Hashem ve'tiftach ha'aretz et piyah ve'tivla otam ve'et Korach b'mot ha'edah. It's telling those are the one who started the fire with Korach and Adato. And then the Torah is telling us that the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them. Them and Korach. And Bnei Korach didn't die, and the children of Korach didn't die. What's going on here? You know, it's very, all those things, family telling us today that Bnei Korach didn't die, and What is really the Torah telling us about Datan v'Avriam? The Torah, by the way, is not telling us that Korach did the problem. The Torah is telling us that who did the problem? Datan v'Avriam. One of the explanations says an unbelievable thing. Datan v'Avriam were two evil people that had a lot of influence. Korach was a righteous guy. He was a tzaddik. But they got to him. And they are really the one behind all the problems. And this is something we learn from what the Torah is telling us here. And something also very interesting. With Datan v'Avriam, who died? Do you remember? Everybody. All the family.
Yeah.
Even small children, babies. And the Torah is mentioning us that the children of Korach didn't die. What is the Torah trying to tell us? The Torah is telling us something unbelievable. The Torah is talking about education, about a family that is, this is the acid of the Jewish spirit. In other words, if you want to have the next generation going in your footstep, where does it start? At home. It starts at home. And if the home is built properly, then the children are going to be properly. And this is what we learn here. Datan v'Avriam was so evil that also their home wasn't right and their education was wrong. And because of this, all of them went. Because there were no rescue for nobody. They were corrupt and they corrupted even their children. But from the other side, the children of Korach came from a good home. So they did tshuva at the last minute, which is telling us that Korach, at the end of the day, had the next generation, and the next generation, and Shmuel HaNavi came out of him. So in other words, what we learn here is the power of education, the power of the Jewish home. And this leads us to all those figures that we see. Wherever there is good education, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. But if there is no good education, it's finished. So the Torah is showing us the power of a family. That's why in our parsha, we see all those figures suddenly. And the counting is on families and not on tribes. To tell us that the power that hold Am Israel is the Jewish family, the Jewish home, which is an unbelievable message. And what is the spirit we're talking about? Is the spirit, we are built in 5 levels, which is called in the Kabbalah, they call it Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Veyechida. Nefesh is the beastly soul. It's the lowest level of the soul, which is really the same thing as animal God. Then we have the spirit. And then we have the neshama. And then we have chaya v'yechida. We won't touch it. We don't talk about it. This is already a very high level. So it goes like this. The nefesh is really the beastly soul. It's connected by the spirit to the neshama, which is connecting us to God through chaya v'yechida. Okay? Now, without the spirit, there is no connection between the beastly soul to the neshama. In other words, what are you? A beast, an animal. That's what makes the difference between us and animals, the spirit. The spirit that connects us to the neshama. Because otherwise, now if the connection is wrong, it's also a problem. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu asking is, I want a leader with the spirit in him. In other words, he's talking about the spirit that connects his soul with his deeds. Let's put it at the right proportion so we understand what we're talking about. In other words, if you do the right thing in the eyes of God, with your body, it means that your body is connected with the spirit to the neshama in the right way, because it can be a wrong way. So God is telling us, yes, I'm going to give you a guy with a spirit which is Yoshua ben Nun. Also, when we see Kalev ben Yefune, is written there, Ish bo ruach acheret. He's got a different spirit from the Meraglim, which is also, again, the same thing. If we understand that the spirit is the connection that connects us to God, to the neshama, which is a part of God, so the right connection is that the spirit is controlling the body and not the opposite way. Chas v'shalom. And this is exactly a leader of Am Yisrael. He needs to have his spirit in the right place, connecting the neshama with the body. That is the spirit. So what Moshe Rabbeinu is really asking, a guy, a leader with a spirit. Otherwise, it's no good. As we see, that if the spirit is connected in the right way, and the family is a Jewish home, then even Korach, he was saved at the end of the day, and he also might have had a chelek in Olam Haba, which, by the way, Datan v'Avraham lost. And now we see another interesting point, that those who were behind this riot, behind everything, it was not really Korach, but it was Datan v'Avraham, because this is exactly what the Torah is telling us. So, talking about the connection of the beastly soul with the spirit that connects us to the neshama and to God, this is only when the neshama is in control. Otherwise, it's the wrong connection and no good comes out of it. Talking about the spirit connected in the right way, it's like to understand that we see sometimes people doing things and really, like, it looks like they are righteous and tzaddikim. It happens in business, it happens even if you're a vada. You know what vada bait is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bait? Yeah.
Yes, okay. So vada bait, this guy was in charge of vada bait, and he got all the time complaints. He really did try to do his job the best way, collect the money in the right time and do whatever needs to be done. But he always got complaints. And it got to a point that they didn't like the way he collects the money and all those things that happen all the time. And he really had enough. So he wanted to see what's going on here. And he find out a very interesting point. Those who were complaining were the ones who didn't pay.
Who didn't?
Pay. Didn't pay Vada Bait. In other words, it all was a cover-up for not paying. So they had complains how he takes the money and the way he does it, because they really didn't pay. I had this week in my business, I had a guy, he ordered chairs, he got a part of the order and the other part has to come in a few weeks' time, and suddenly he canceled his credit card. And this guy, when we met him, he was a very nice guy. He talked nicely. He looked nice. Very religious and ultra-Orthodox, Haredi. And really, everything looked unbelievable. And we didn't understand why he canceled. When we phoned him, we couldn't believe the answer we got on the phone from this guy. He talked in such a nasty way. And we told him, you know what, you don't want to pay for the chairs you didn't get? Okay. But you cannot cancel the payment of the chairs you already got. And we all were talking, and he was talking in a way I couldn't believe. And that was, we're talking about Ish Asher Ruach Bo, that he's got the spirit in him. Because sometimes what we see from the outside is not connected to the inside, as we said. And we need to have the spirit in the right way. The spirit connected in the right way. We had last week, where we had Bilam HaRasha. He also, he knew God. But he did the opposite. Now, we didn't know what to do. What do you do with a case like this? So we phone somebody, a colleague, that is also, in a way, even a competition. But he's a nice guy. He's not religious. And we talked with him. And you know, we got an unbelievable answer. He says, Kapara, don't go into row. You won't win anything. He's going to drag you into court for who knows how long. It can take years. Say Kaparat Avonot, everything is from God. And we got a lesson in Emuna from a not religious guy. Which is telling us that the important thing is what? The outside or the inside?
I'd just like me to say something. I had a chiloni neighbor, she got married to a chiloni from Tel Aviv. They were in Switzerland, Zurich. When I was living in Switzerland, she was my neighbor. So she got married and came with her husband to Switzerland. And it was a time during the recession. It was extremely difficult to get a good job. He got a good job at Chiloni, and he said to me, you see, Hashem takes care of everybody.
Exactly. And that is a big lesson for us to understand, and we don't judge people from the way they look. Because this guy looked ultra-religious, and I found out that he's not religious at all. Because, you know, it's very easy to call somebody Haredi. Haredi means Chared Lidvar Hashem. I'm worried about the Word of God. But if you're not worried of the Word of God, you're not a Haredi. You are a tzavua, a hypocrite. Which, by the way, God hates more than everything. They say that the hypocrites haven't got a part in Gan Eden. Haven't got a part in Olam Haba. And from the other side, I met this guy that I know him for many years, and he gave me a lesson in Emuna. And you know, after I closed the phone, he said, you know, Kapara, everything is from God. And this lesson I got from somebody who the spirit is in him, not somebody to show off. And this is the secret of what Moshe Rabbeinu is asking. And he's asking another interesting thing. He's asking, ולא תהיה עדת השם כצון אשר אין להם רואה. He says, I want a guy with a spirit that will lead the people in the right way, know the spirit of the people, da 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 da. And I don't want the people to be like a herd that hasn't got a shepherd. And he says, Asher, he can say that got no shepherd. He says, no, that they haven't got a shepherd. Asher en lahem. What is Moshe Rabbeinu trying to tell us? You know, to be a shepherd on sheep, you have three ways. One is, I am the owner. The other way, I'm getting money for it. I'm not the owner. And the third time is, I volunteer because I love sheep. In other words, the owner, what does he care about? The profit is going to get out of the sheep. The one who is guarding them, he is worrying about the money he's going to get for keeping them. The one who is volunteering to do it, why is he doing it?
For the love.
For the love. So who is the best shepherd?
The one for the love.
Not the owner, not the one who gets money or salary, but the one who does it from love. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu telling us? I don't want a leader that is a politician that cares about his chair. I don't want a politician, a leader that is doing it for the salary. I want a leader that loves Am Yisrael. That he is going to lead them. That he is going to care only about the people. Sorry?
Sorry.
Be looking for him.
Like
you said, they do another election now. Maybe we'll find him.
Yeah. Like the Lubavitch Rebbe.
It's like all the Gedolim of Am Yisrael that were real leaders, the spiritually our spiritual leaders that we had Baruch Hashem through all the generation. You see, when the Rav Vadia Yosef Zatzal died, did you see his levaya? Did you see what people said and talked about him? I know people like when he was alive, they were quoting him. Some people with and taking quotes like he's so, let's say, how do you say, kitzoni,
extreme.
And like the way he talks about this, the way he talked about women, and suddenly you find out they're all nonsense. They just took things, they didn't really know who he is. But when he died, suddenly you saw Olam Israel there. And he's not the only one. And the chesed he did, it's unbelievable. Like we had, when was it? I think Yom HaTzmaut, this old lady who had one of the tortures that she was keeping in her house, children with no home, like not one or two, a lot. Those are tzaddikim. They care about the people. And this is exactly what our parsha is telling us. We have got so many figures in our parsha to telling, look at those figures. From one side you have Pinchas. The other side you have Zimri ben Salu and Kosbi Batsur. From one side you have Datan v'Aviram. From the other side you have the children of Korach. From one side you have Moshe Rabbeinu. The other side you have Miriam. You have all those figures. The daughter of Tzlofchad. The Torah is telling us. We're counting families because the basic of everything is the education we get in the Jewish home, which is the Jewish family. And this is an education that gives us the spirit, the right spirit inside us to show the right way also to others. And this is, let's say, the leader we are looking for. But this is also our job. Everybody is a leader. He's a leader of himself. He's a leader of his family. He's a leader of his friend. So let us learn from our parsha to have the right spirit. And the spirit has to be inside, not outside. What you do outside has to come from the inside.
I want to ask you a question.
Yes.